Yeah, well, Jesus did descend into hell when he died to grab the keys to death and to hell itself. And we see this in Ephesians 4, 8 through 10. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. I mean, like, there is some debate as to whether this happened, but and some take other passages of scripture to try and make it seem that Jesus went and preached to contemporaries of Jonah who died in the flood, and you know, went to hell, preached to them. Others say he went to talk to fallen angels, you know, that kind of thing. But
are you serious though?
Yeah,
is this like actually like widespread belief, or these are just like a fringe few?
It's hard to say. I mean, like, exactly how widespread it is.
Why would Jesus go talk to the fallen angels?
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just one of those things. There is going to be debate about it, but the fact was it's included in the Apostles' Creed. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it interesting. I believe it to be the case that Jesus did indeed go there to grab the keys to hell and to death, proving once for all he was a master over them both. Because, of course, what did sin do? Sin separated us from God. And once he died on the cross, he's like, I've got that taken care of once again. I've got the keys because my death took care of that. And so he went, descended, and took care of that by grabbing the keys and, you know, basically making it possible for us to come to heaven now, you know, at this point. And so then, of course, you know, once he did that, he ascended, rose from the dead, and then, of course, would later ascend into heaven itself.